The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
It's hump day. So why does it feel like frump day? Are you barely making it through the week with no energy to speak of? That's all about to change. Welcome to Transforming Health with Brad King. Get ready to live with the vitality, youthfulness, and abundant energy you've always dreamed of. Now, here's your host, Brad.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Transforming Health. Why are so many people sailing at half mast these days? Worse yet, how many of these people have been living this way for so long? Well, they don't remember what optimal health and vitality even feels like anymore. You know, the majority of people seem to be suffering from a condition. It's a condition of acceptance, and the majority of these individuals are guilty of accepting their less than healthy status as the way it is. Well, unfortunately, for too many of them, they don't know any other way to be. Well, not anymore. Welcome to Transforming Health. I'm Brad King, your host, and this is the platform that helps change lives one body at a time. We're going to be talking about a very important topic today. As a matter of fact, it's a topic of epidemic proportions, no pun intended. You know, in the late 1950s, there was a noted obesity researcher who approached a podium at the New York Academy of Sciences, and he did this to sum up the most current efforts to combat obesity at the time. And what he proclaimed was that most obese persons will not stay in treatment for obesity. And of those who stay in treatment, most will not lose the weight. And of those who do lose weight, well, most are going to regain it. See, the fact is, we really are all hardwired to hold on to our habits, which is why it's so important to be careful what habits we encourage as a nation. You know, it's now a half century later, and despite billions of dollars an hour spent on the holy grail of weight loss, and that's the approach where people lose weight and keep it off, and that doesn't happen too often, the obesity epidemic continues unabated. Recognizing the obesity epidemic as one of the greatest public health threats ever facing humanity, scientists have become determined to crack the so-called obesity code. However, as you can deduce from the dismal success of most diets, we're far from anything that could be considered progress. And by the way, it's not for lack of trying, because billions of tax dollars have been spent on obesity research, as I mentioned, and obesity research centers have started popping up in universities around the globe. Entire nutrition departments have shifted research away from areas like vitamins and minerals to focus wholeheartedly on the new disease. And yes, obesity is a disease. We used to think that these fat cells were inert, that they just sat there, that they just, you know, didn't make us look very good. But we now understand they are organs, they are endocrine organs, and they create very powerful hormonal signals in the body. And a lot of those hormonal signals are very inflammatory in nature, and they do cause a lot of destruction. The question is, why are we continuously losing the battle of the bulge? Could it be that three quarters of us were born with fat genes? I mean, yeah, it sounds kind of funny, but I don't think so. I mean, we have to understand that, you know, what if we could all just fit into these skinny genes again? Wouldn't that be incredible if we could just kind of make these genes and fit into them? Well, that's kind of the topic of today's show. Today's guest is the owner and operator of a health clinic in California where she counsels her patients on diet, nutrition, lifestyle, toxicity, and prevention. And aside from being a health practitioner, she's also the author of several books. Please welcome the author of Skinny Genes, Generate Your Gene Power, and lose the fat. We have Nicole Smith with us. Nicole, first of all, I absolutely love the name Skinny Jeans. What made you come up with this?
Thank you. Actually, I thought of the title before I even wrote the book. You know, I've been in nutrition for a really long time. And a lot of the patients that I see were always worried that they had were stuck with their genetic code. And one of the popular things they would say is, gosh, I'd just love to fit into the clothes I used to wear 20 years ago. So I came up with Skinny Jeans, which is a play on the words. The book Jeans is spelled G-E-N-E-S.
Right.
And obviously we all want to stay in our skinny jeans, and we want to know, gosh, can we really change our genetic code, or are we slaves to our genetic code?
You know, Nicole, do you ever have a problem with, I mean, I know it's a good marketing name, don't get me wrong, and I understand marketing names sell a lot of books. Skinny, yeah, women want to be skinny, but don't you think there's kind of a problem where we're creating a nation of people who are fixated on weight and fixated on, you know, these things like being skinny and not really understanding how to be healthy anymore?
You know, it's kind of funny when people look at the cover of my book, they're like, oh, this looks like a fun read. And then they start to read it and they're like, oh boy, there's a lot of information. There's a lot of stuff I have to face.
Right.
Because the bulk of the book is actually recognizing, okay, you aren't necessarily a slave to your genetic code. It's your lifestyle choices that are making or breaking your body. And what I do on the back of the book is really get some key points to get the reader thinking, gosh, am I really looking at food in the right way? What
sure.
are the other things that can be going on that are contributing to me having trouble losing weight?
Yeah, and you do cover a lot of these, and we're going to get into a lot of these. Some things like, you know, the cosmetics, how, you know, the shampoos and the face creams that women especially are spending millions and millions of dollars on every single year. The environment can create obesity.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to be covering all of that during the show. And, you know, I just wanted to mention, because we're talking about genes, genetic code, our genetic blueprints, and this great name of a book called Skinny Jeans that you wrote. And there was a very famous nutritional researcher by the name of Dr. Jeffrey Bland that wrote a book called Genetic Nutritioneering a few years ago. And, you know, in that book, he spoke about how our genes are nothing more than templates, and we build these unique life experiences upon those templates because of exactly what you said, your lifestyle choices, but also your environmental factors. That's not just, you know, where you choose to live. It's what you choose to allow into your mind. Are you someone that thinks that it's actually possible to achieve something like lifelong fat loss? And also your dietary choices. I think we have to understand that every single thing we choose to put into our mouths, every time we choose to put it in our mouths, that's going to affect how the hormones behave and therefore how the genes behave, because the hormones also control the genes. So let's talk about food right now. Let's talk about how the majority of the population adheres to what I believe is the wrong type of diet that really sets that environment, hormonally speaking anyway, where people are really becoming fatter and fatter, and they can't get at any of that fat to create energy. What's your take on diet?
Unfortunately, we've been brainwashed for many, many years to think low calorie, no fat is the way to go. Unfortunately, the majority of foods that contain this have a lot of chemicals in them. And what a lot of people don't realize is the body actually needs calories. It's a unit of energy. It's not, you know, the enemy to run away from. It's the chemicals that we need to run away from. Because as you said, there's a chemical response in the body. There's an emotional and physical response within the body. And when we have foods that have all of these chemicals and these hidden ingredients we often don't know about, they actually will cause the body to retain weight and cause the body to retain fat. So we have to kind of break away from the traditional model of eating, you know, diet food and diet drinks and these things that have all of these chemicals, and look more at what the quality of the food is that we're eating.
Right, and let's face it, we're the ones who created this obesity epidemic. And when I say we're the ones, I'm talking about the so-called health professionals at the time that came out, you know, in the 1970s, 1980s, and basically said, everybody, you've got to lower your dietary fat consumption. Fat is making us fat. And, you know, the majority of Americans listened, and then the Canadians listened after the Americans. We lowered our dietary dietary fat consumption, and literally we gained in obesity rates by a whopping 60% during the next decade. So, you know, yes, I agree with you, and I want to talk about, in this next segment at least, a lot of those compounds that are found in the environment and everything and in our foods that we're adding, because a lot of people can't even pronounce the majority of, you know, what's on the label of their foods. But let's talk about fats and carbohydrates and proteins. You know, what is your take on the macronutrient profile? Are people eating too many carbohydrates? Do you think they're eating the right types of carbohydrates?
Well, again, it goes back to the right types of carbohydrates. Unfortunately, a lot of people eating refined carbohydrates, which is causing a lot of blood sugars in the body really can't utilize those types of carbohydrates. The key to eating carbohydrates is to eating whole grains, sprouted grains, or even better, and organic grains, because a lot of the wheat and things that are produced are genetically modified. And in Chapter 4 of Skinny Genes, I go into all of the food additives. Because when you look at the front of a box, it looks really great. You know, the marketing is really great, but how do you know what the ingredients mean, what the actual label, and even looking at the nutritional facts, you can't trust it.
Right.
You really want to know how to look at the ingredients. So I detail in the book, okay, this is exactly what this means, and this is why you want to avoid that, and this is why this is a good product. And that way you can be educated in making your decision, okay, is this something that's really going to help me lose weight, or is it just, you know, pie in the sky, so to speak?
Sure. And let's define weight loss, because once again, I think there's a big problem with people thinking in terms of weight, people weighing themselves, people never differentiating where is the weight coming from. And, you know, this is why I really do try to educate the people as much as possible on the science of fat loss as opposed to weight loss, because weight loss doesn't tell people anything. Fat loss tells people everything. And that's why, you know, years ago when I wrote my first book, Fat Wars, I told people to throw away their bathroom scales, because I think people become infatuated with the number on the scale, and once again, never even asking, you know, hey, am I losing fat or am I just losing lean body tissue?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, you understand the importance of lean body tissue, obviously.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and there's a difference between fat weight and muscle weight. And a lot of us know that muscle weighs more than fat. So if
yeah.
you only go by a number on a scale, it's really not as accurate. And I always encourage my patients, really go by how your clothes fit, how you physically feel, how your body is looking, not necessarily the number on the scale. Because
right.
we want to focus on the fat loss. As you said, fat is an endocrine gland. It can hold toxicity. We want to be more of a lean muscle, and lean muscle will burn more calories at rest.
Well, let's find out when we come back, you know, what are some of those ingredients that you really should have a little alarm system for? Nicole Smith is going to share that with us. Can you generate your gene power to lose fat? Well, today's guest says you can. The book is Skinny Genes. You're listening to Transforming Health. I'm Brad King, and we will be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Your life, your health, your network. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Did you know that the environment may play an ever-increasing role in a sluggish metabolism, which can lead to reduced energy and weight gain? The good news is that the Ultimate Her Energy and Ultimate Male Energy can help combat these negative effects. Please visit www.awakenyourbody.com to find out how you can once again look, feel, and perform in a youthful manner.
Are you ready to grow your business? Listen for the Independent Business Owner Show with your coach, Rick Corrado. This entertaining talk radio program will bring you the tools to help increase your business. You'll learn sales success, time management, lead generation, business development, life balance, and much more. Rick Corrado is here to help you take your business to the next level. Listen for the Independent Business Owner Show, heard live every Monday morning at 11 a.m. Eastern Time, 8 a.m. Pacific on the Voice America Business Network.
Are you in pain? Do you want more energy? A stronger immune system? Rarely does nature reveal a therapeutic agent so incredible that medical researchers and the people who try it are astounded by its health-enhancing benefits. Introducing Leaf Source, a mineral product that is derived from a 100% natural, organic, prehistoric seabed deposit. To find out how Leaf Source can help you, visit www.leafsource.com.
A fresh look at today's health. Voice America Health and Wellness.
This is Transforming Health with host Brad King. Our program will open up your youthful energy potential and help you live a disease-free life of abundant energy and vitality. Now, back to the program.
Welcome back to the show. According to experts in the area of early human nutrition, about 99.99% of our genetic codes were formed before the advent of agriculture. By the way, that was about 10,000 years ago. Some would argue maybe 8,000 years ago. But according to Dr. Boyd Eaton, he's a world-renowned medical anthropologist, nearly all of our biochemistry and physiology are fine-tuned to conditions of life that existed before 10,000 years ago. Genetically, our bodies are now virtually the same as they were then. The problem is our diets aren't. More and more members of the scientific community believe in a concept that is called fetal programming, which suggests that while still in the womb, a fetus can adapt genetically to various environmental cues. Now, these cues, whether positive, so think about, you know, drinking enough water, eating enough healthy foods, exercising, getting plenty of rest, stressing less. Stress is a very big one when we talk about fetus development. Or whether they're negative, and think about things like eating unhealthy foods, eating too much or not enough of the foods, being sedentary, stressing too often, getting in arguments all the time with your spouse. All of these things create permanent readjustments within the fetus. In other words, a part of our genetic structure is literally cemented without our say. That's a pretty scary thing, but it could also be obviously very positive. Although, you know, the scenario that I just spoke about suggests that some people may have been dealt an unfair advantage in the gene pool, especially in their ability to accumulate body fat easily, it by no means indicates that any given situation is hopeless. Instead, some people just have a little harder time than others, and your genes may be responsible for loading the gun when it comes to your present condition, but make no mistake about it, your diet, your lifestyle, and your environment are responsible the great, great, great majority of the time for pulling that genetic trigger. Welcome back, health practitioner and the author of Skinny Genes, Nicole Smith. So, Nicole, we have all these people that, you know, we can have people reading your book, we can have people reading my book, we can have people coming to both of our lectures, and, you know, people get inspired and they go, wow, you know, I love what Nicole just had to say, but, you know, hey, I've got a lot of problems in my family. I've got diabetes. I've got cancer. You know, parents, grandparents, uncles. You know, and this happens with obesity. A lot of people blame their obesity on their family genes. And the research shows, you know, you have one obese parent, you've got a greater than 70% chance of becoming an obese adult. You have two obese parents, forget it. You might as well sit back and do nothing because the odds are just stacked against you. What do you say to these people?
I say, let's look at the lifestyle and what you were talking about with in the womb, that we can have changes happen within the womb. That is true. There's a few studies that I quote in Skinny Genes on that. However, there's many patients that I've treated, whether it's been with obesity, whether it's been familial high cholesterol, diabetes. We have been able to help them lose the fat weight, help them reverse the course of disease with nutrition and with lifestyle changes and with some other things that I do in my office. So I like to give out hope to those people that you are not a slave to your genes. It may be a little more work for you. We all born differently.
Sure.
But you are not stuck with your fat genes, so to speak.
Right. And as we said in the beginning of the show, I mean, it's the cues that the body takes from its environment that allows those genes to code for whatever it's coding for. So, you know, we have to understand that, you know, if we're one of these individuals where we're negative all the time, I mean, how many people have you worked with, Nicole, that, you know, they may believe in what you can do, but they don't believe in themselves, and these people have a much, much harder time being successful at fat loss, no matter, you know, what you can give them in terms of your expertise. So, you know, do you believe that fat loss, or all success for that matter, starts in the brain?
I believe a good part of it does start in the brain, because what we think about is highly what happens throughout our life, whether it's with weight loss, with our relationships, with our incomes, with everything. And right. I devoted an entire chapter in Skinny Jeans, Chapter 7, called Are Your Thoughts Making It Harder for You to Lose Weight? And I talk about exactly how the brain works and how it affects our body. And what's interesting is it's not only the thoughts that we're putting in our brains every day, it's what we're eating chemically that can affect how our brains work. So
Right. There's
two different things going on here. And I always share that information with my patients because, again, it's a large thing that they can do on their own that they might not have been aware of, that they have that power to control.
So, Nicole, is it that same adage that, you know, we've heard about this from a few experts as of late with some, you know, great-selling books, mega bestsellers, I should say, where, you know, if your grandmother couldn't pronounce the words on the labels of the foods you're eating, don't eat the food. I mean, is that kind of what you're saying? Because let's face it, a lot of people can't pronounce and have never heard of the majority of the ingredients that are going into things as simple as ice cream.
Or as bread, as simple as bread. Bread should be just a few ingredients. And
Yeah. When
you see a bread and there's about 15 ingredients, I'd be a little concerned.
Well, exactly. And the print is so small because if it wasn't, you'd need like 14 packages of bread to house all of that. I mean, it's basically a book's worth of material there.
I agree. And, you know, it's funny. I actually list some ingredients packaging in Skinny Jeans, and some of them take up an entire page of the book
right.
just for an ingredient list. And it is a good point that, you know, if you don't recognize the ingredient, obviously it's likely a chemical, you know, drop that quicker than a hot potato and move on. But the problem is there's a lot of other ingredients that are listed in products that look very unobtrusive to your body. They look fine, and really they're not. They're chemicals in disguise. And I go into detail in Skinny Jeans, okay, what exactly are these chemicals, and what does this really mean when you see this on a label? For example, yeast food or yeast extract sounds pretty harmless, but you don't want to eat anything that has that because it has a relationship with MSG, which we know can cause a lot of allergenic problems in people.
So how many foods would you say, or how many names are being put on these products that are really really MSG in disguise?
You know, I would say, let's see here. I have, just in Skinny Jeans, I have over 20 listed that are in the book.
Right.
That are MSG in disguise, so to speak. And it's not just MSG. There's some other ingredients that you really want to look out for.
Well, you know, the scariest part of all is you could go to restaurants that you possibly have gone to for many years, and I mean, we're not talking about Oriental restaurants, so to speak, not that all of them cook food with MSG, but we're talking Americanized, Canadianized types of restaurants, and you actually, you'd be surprised, if you ask the restaurant that you go to regularly, can you please, or do you cook with MSG, a lot of them will say to you, oh, well, if you ask us not to, we can leave MSG out of your food, which means, so you've been feeding me MSG all of this time.
Well, you know what's really sad also is they may say, well, we won't cook in it, but what is going on before they even start to cook the food? How has it been prepared before they're even cooking in it? And that's where we have a problem with trans fats also. You know,
sure.
Companies can say, oh, we won't fry in trans fats, but the breading and the sauces and a lot of things already contain trans fats. And one thing that I do point out in Skinny Jeans, in particular with the MSG and the sneaky ways that they put the names in, is a lot of the vegetarian prepared foods contain these ingredients. So people may say, wow, you know, I'm eating the veggie burgers, and which it's great. You definitely want to decrease your meat and animal consumption, but you want to make sure you're doing it the right way. And I have a section called Be Soy Smart, and it talks about, okay, you want to get the higher qualities of soy. Just eating vegetarian doesn't mean you're eating healthy.
Right, right. You know, that's a whole other show on its own. I mean, I'm not a very big proponent of soy and soy intake, but there, you know, there's many reasons for that. I mean, one of the reasons is that the great majority of soy products on the market are completely genetically modified.
Exactly.
And that's the thing. If they're not stating organic or non-GMO,
exactly,
you're getting a genetically modified soy. You know, it's no different than corn.
Not to mention the pesticides and the herbicides that they've used, because
sure,
it's a highly sprayed product also.
Absolutely. So what are some of the other chemicals that people should really be putting their little alarm system on going, oh, wow, I remember Nicole said I got to avoid that?
Well, I always say the biggest things that you want to look at, again, is for whole natural ingredients. So, for example, a lot of products contain hydrogenated oils, sodium benzoate, mono and diglycerides. Now, none of that sounds like something that's grown out of the ground or fallen off a tree. So what you want to look for is whole things of foods that you recognize, whole grains, fruits, vegetables, something that's apparent that it's a food product. Because, unfortunately, a lot of the diet products and the other foods out there, it's hard to even find a natural food in there. They
right.
have slews of chemicals, hydrolyzed proteins, dextrose.
What about the sugars? Let's talk about that, because here's an alarming thing that most people really don't understand, and this is the law, by the way. Primarily in the U.S., if you're going in to buy a food, now let's talk about cereal, for instance, because parents feed their kids cereal all the time. No parent in their right mind would ever intentionally harm their own child or any other child. But the point is, by law, if you have quite a few sugars, you can disguise them in different names, and then you don't have to list them as the primary ingredient in that food. So you can have some of these cereals that are one-third sugar, and yet if you read the label, it doesn't appear as it's one-third sugar.
Right. I mean, we have to look at sugar as, again, a highly modified ingredient, because it's not often, unless you see organic raw sugar, it's been changed. I don't care if it says sugar, fructose, dextrose, sucralose. And then we also have all of the false sugars,
sure.
aspartame and the Splenda and all those other sugars. So unfortunately, they may look at the front of the label and say, oh, it says reduced sugar. But again, there's corn syrup, there's dried corn syrup, there's pectins, there's dextrose.
Yeah.
You know, again, those are all sugars.
And these are creating a great deal of problems in the body. These are, to a large extent, really responsible for our body's inability to take fat that's living within our body and actually mobilize it and use it as energy. And at the same time, research has proven that it's actually prematurely aging the body. That's exactly what sugar does.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about skinny jeans today. Our guest is health expert Nicole Smith. You're listening to Transforming Health. I'm Brad King, and we will be right back with the third segment.
Opinions, options, answers. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Did you know that the environment may play an ever-increasing role in a sluggish metabolism, which can lead to reduced energy and weight gain? The good news is that the Ultimate Her Energy and Ultimate Male Energy can help combat these negative effects. Please visit www.awakenyourbody.com to find out how you can once again look, feel, and perform in a youthful manner.
We all want peace. We all desire a more meaningful life. We work hard to achieve these things, but at what avail? The key is authentic living with Andrea Matthews. Andrea will interview some of the great spiritual experts of today and will provide wisdom to help you raise your consciousness to the level of your own I Am. Your authenticity can give you miraculous gifts, but you have to know how to get there. Listen for Authentic Living with Andrea Matthews. Heard live every Wednesday afternoon at 4 p.m. Eastern Time, 1 p.m. Pacific Time on the Seventh Wave Network.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
This is Transforming Health with host Brad King. Our program will open up your youthful energy potential and help you live a disease-free life of abundant energy and vitality. Now, back to the program.
Talking about a very important subject today, the fat loss industry. By the way, $3 billion a year industry and growing. You know, and when talking about, well, let's talk about weight loss, because that's what people think about. It's imperative to clear up one very important issue. When it comes to your body, not all weight is created equal. And the reason this statement is so important is because most individuals are concerned with how much they weigh, not how much body fat they carry. And I've been telling people for years to throw away their bathroom scales. Why have I done this? Well, because it tells people absolutely nothing about their present condition. Studies show that on most fad diets, and those are the short-term solutions, the majority of people can expect to lose 1 pound of metabolically active tissue, that's a lean body mass, as in muscle, for every pound of body fat that they actually lose. So at the end of whatever program, they're basically no better off for their efforts. I've named this the smaller fat person syndrome, because even though you may weigh less than when you started the diet, all you've done is become a smaller person with the same amount of body fat. Now, this is one of the primary reasons that most chronic dieters always experience what we call rebound weight gain. Rebound weight gain is when you gain back all the weight you previously lost on your diet and then a few extra pounds for what I call insurance purposes. And that's insurance against another possible famine. The point is, you can't afford to lose a single ounce of muscle tissue, and when you lose muscle, you lose your ability to burn calories effectively, and your metabolism actually comes down. Muscle is the key metabolic engine of the human body, and the more muscle you have, the greater your ability to burn body fat. So if you're going to continually allow yourself to lose muscle through the wrong types of dieting, you're continually going to degrade your metabolism. Hopefully you now understand why it's so important to do things to hold on to and to really re-educate your lean body mass to use more fat as energy. Today's guest is the owner and operator of a health clinic in California where she counsels her patients on diet, nutrition, lifestyle, toxicity, and prevention. Aside from being a health practitioner, she is also the author of several books. We're talking about her new book today, great title, Skinny Genes, Generate Your Gene Power and Lose Fat, and we've got Nicole Smith with us. So, Nicole, I spoke about in that opening the importance of lean body mass, which, you know, to me, exercise is no longer an option. And, you know, we haven't spoken about exercise yet. How important is exercise in regulating the so-called skinny genes of the body?
I would say exercise is key. I mean, when you think about, you had talked about in the beginning of the show, our ancestors and how our genetic code is very much like our ancient ancestors. They had a very active lifestyle. They were constantly doing something, very active, hunting, gathering. So we need to move our bodies. A lot of our professions were sedentary. We're sitting in the car, we're talking on the phone, we're on the computer, we're sitting behind a desk. So it's important that we retrain our bodies and our immune system and our cardiovascular system with exercise. And I always say you want to do longer duration, lower intensity, which that means go for a walk for an hour. Get outside and go for a walk rather than run for 20 minutes.
Okay, and I would slightly disagree with you there, because I think the old school of thought, and I actually wrote about this 10 years ago in my book Fat Wars, where I wrote about longer duration and shorter intensity, because what you're talking about is you're more in what we call an aerobic environment,
right?
Because you're able to when you're breathing, you need a lot of oxygen to burn fat, so you're able to transfer that oxygen to the fat and basically incinerate it. And that's what you do during the longer duration. But I think the science has kind of shifted, and the science is now showing, number one, we don't have time to do the longer duration. You know, people have shorter and shorter attention spans. They have shorter and shorter days because they're doing so many different things. So interval type of training, you know, I talk about, and obviously only if you're in shape to do this, shorter duration, higher intensity. Because even though you're not burning fat primarily during the activity of, you know, doing a sprint or doing some sort of anaerobic activity in a gym, the magic of fat burning really takes place after people stop exercising if they've exercised the right way. So it's about really mobilizing the energy. It's about really upping the metabolism. And then when you get out of the gym or get out of your home and stop exercising, the body is geared to burning more calories during the rest of the day. So what's your take on that?
Well, one of the reasons I do purport the longer intensity, lower duration is a lot of the patients that I see are just not used to exercise at all.
Okay.
So it's easier for them to think, oh, I can go walk the dog for an hour. And it's also kind of a stress relief. And we do know that stress is highly related to problems with losing weight or retaining weight. So it's kind of a break where they can kind of feel that they're getting the movement, getting the activity, but they're also not taxing their body if they're really not used to the exercise.
Yeah, no, that's fair enough, because basically, you know, in a sense, what you're also saying is that these individuals, I mean, it's better that they do something mm-hmm. than do nothing, but weight-bearing activity, I mean, this is really missing in today's society. It's really missing with women. You know, men have a much higher ability to use fat to create energy. I mean, men on average carry about 40 more pounds than the average woman does, and the average man will burn about 30% more calories sitting on our hairy behind doing nothing. So, you know, the muscle tissue is very important as well. And do you encourage this with your patients?
I do. And of course, I don't point out the fact of the men being able to lose weight easier. All the women know it and they don't want to hear it.
I'm just the messenger, Nicole.
Yeah. Yes, now, of course. I always tell my patients, you know, really do an activity that you enjoy, because that's going to help you stick with it, you know, whether it's walking, whether it's riding a bike, whatever is something that you enjoy doing, it's more likely that they'll stick with it.
You know, that's a great point that you brought up, because there was actually a study done a few years ago where the researchers showed that when people do not attach happiness or excitement to the activity, meaning the exercise program, the attrition rate is just ridiculously higher than when people say, hey, you know, I can't wait to exercise. I'm really looking forward to this. So it really does all start in the mind. We have to motivate ourselves, or else, you know, people are just going to start. It's going to be the January, you know, where everybody joins the gym, and then by March, everybody's out of the gym again.
Exactly. And, you know, there's different exercise types. Some people like being outside. Some people like a physical and mental workout, where they're actually having to think as they're working out. Some
right.
people prefer to work out at home. They're not comfortable going to a gym. They don't understand a gym. So I always ask my patients, okay, what type of person are you? What type of activity do you like to do? How do you like to do it? And that will help them stick with it.
So I'd like to shift this conversation. I want to talk a little bit about the environment, because, mm-hmm. you know, you have some very interesting statistics in the book. You talk about, and this is part of the environment, when we talk about the creams that we're using, when we're talking about the shampoos and everything that we're splashing on our bodies, and, you know, once again, not picking on women, but women are notorious for spending ridiculous amounts of money on things that are going to, or they think are going to beautify them.
Mm-hmm.
So how could a cream or a shampoo make or contribute to fatness?
You know, I just love talking about this topic. And again, I put a whole chapter in Skinny Jeans on the toxic connection with our weight and with our health, and actually with a lot of diseases that people have. And I started off doing workshops on toxicity because I realized people just aren't aware. And one of the things that really catches a lot of people's attention is your shampoo making you fat?
Right.
And I was like, what? I never thought of my shampoo. What am I missing here? And really, when we think about it, it's, again, what you said, the ingredients that are put in these products. And there's a term that many people haven't heard of. It's called xenohormones.
Right.
And xeno means strange or foreign or different. Now, these xenohormones are found in a lot of the products that people use, their shampoos, their conditioners, their lotions. They're also found in things in our household, such as plastics, pesticides, lubricants, stain-resistant carpet, all of these things. Now, what's the problem with them? How does this relate to our weight? Well, these hormones act like estrogen in our body. It's similar to how estrogen acts. And estrogen actually tells our body to create more fat cells and hold on to more fat cells.
Right.
So chemically, you're altering at a hormone level and at an endocrine level what your body is actually doing with fat and the creation of your fat cells. So yes, your shampoo can be making you fat.
So you're talking about things like methylparabens, for instance.
Parabens, BPA, perfluoroctanoic acid, phthalates, those are some of the chemicals that are found in parabens. Again, I do mention all of the parabens. Unfortunately, they're found profusely throughout a lot of products that people use that they just aren't even aware of.
Yeah, and you know, what Nicole is talking about here today has been very well documented, by the way. This is not just fluff. This is not just Nicole saying, hey, I don't think, you know, shampoos or creams for the most part are that healthy, because there are very, very healthy alternatives. Why do you think the natural health field has introduced things like paraben-free creams and paraben-free shampoos? And then you also see bisphenol A, which is the BPA, which is a hormone-disrupting chemical in plastic. You know, this brings about all of the things that, first of all, we're storing our foods in, we're cooking our foods in things like, you know, microwave ovens, and we're able to leach these chemicals from the polycarbonates directly into the food, and they have been shown to cause obesity, to expand fat cells, to cause the development of new fat cells, and they were also, up until a couple of years ago, they were widely used in baby bottles.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, the majority of babies are already born with a high degree of accumulated toxins because it's found in mother's breast milk. And it's not that you should avoid breastfeeding, because it's still by far the healthiest way we know how to bring up a child. But at the same time, it just goes to show that a mother would never intentionally harm her child. And yet that mother, no matter how careful she is, she's still getting this great accumulation of these toxins because it's just found in the environment and it's found in the food. You are listening to Transforming Health. I'm Brad King, and we are talking about skinny jeans today. We'll be right back with the final segment.
A fresh look at today's health. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Are you in pain? Do you want more energy? A stronger immune system? Rarely does nature reveal a therapeutic agent so incredible that medical researchers and the people who try it are astounded by its health-enhancing benefits. Introducing Leaf Source, a mineral product that is derived from a 100% natural, organic, prehistoric seabed deposit. To find out how Leaf Source can help you, visit www.leafsource.com.
Think of the world 50 years ago. Now think of this same world and how it'll be 50 years from now. Did you know that if the world's population continues to grow at its current rate, our children and grandchildren will only have 25% of the resources per capita that our parents and grandparents had? We must preserve the foundation of a quality standard of living. That foundation starts with Go Green Radio. Join your host, Jill Buck, for Go Green Radio every Friday at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Voice America.
Opinions, options, answers. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
This is Transforming Health with host Brad King. Our program will open up your youthful energy potential and help you live a disease-free life of abundant energy and vitality. Now, back to the program.
Hey, welcome back for the final segment of Transforming Health. Do you have skinny jeans? It's no secret that North Americans are getting progressively fatter each and every day. In the United States, over 60% of the population is considered, well, this is going to sound funny to you, I call them over fat. They're not overweight. More than 50% of Canadians are too fat for their own good, with one quarter of these people being visually and clinically obese. Now, here's the thing. Every year, the problem continues to get worse. In fact, even though we've indulged in copious amounts of delicious, low-fat, no-fat foods, which seems to line almost every shelf in our grocery stores these days, over the last 25 years, our obesity rates have increased exponentially. Since 1991, obesity has increased in every state of the United States, every province of Canada. It affects both genders, all races, all age groups, all educational levels. In other words, obviously fat does not discriminate. And here's the kicker. More than 300,000 people die in North America every year from conditions that are directly attributable to obesity. These are mortality figures that you can expect from something like a major war. So why do we continue to gain fat day after day, year after year? With me today to discuss this phenomenon is a health practitioner and the author of a great book. It's called Skinny Jeans, Nicole Smith. Nicole, I just want to finish up on this incredible conversation that we were having before the break, and that was with these xenohormones, spelt with an X. They're also called xenoestrogens. They're estrogen-mimicking chemicals. They're found in, you know, a lot of the processed, a lot of the creams, a lot of the shampoos, a lot of the conditioners, and also in plastics. And they're making their way into our body. They're causing a lot of problems. And by the way, there was a study from the Journal of Alternative Complementary Medicine. This was going back a few years ago. And they showed that the drastic rise in the use of these synthetic chemicals over the years matched the rise in the number of overweight and obese adults throughout North America, because they negatively affect brain chemistry, and that same brain chemistry is responsible for controlling weight loss mechanisms in the body. So here's my question. In a perfect world, we wouldn't have these things. We don't live in a perfect world, so we have to try to avoid them. But what can we do, if anything?
That's a great question, and it's something I counsel all of my patients on. What you want to do is really be educated on the products that you buy, whether it's a lotion, whether it's a cleaner for your house, whether it's a food product. And I do go into detail in Skinny Jeans exactly how to do that, because you can control your immediate environment. You can control what you put in your home, what you put in your body as far as your food intake, what you put on your skin. That's going to cut down a lot of the chemical exposure. Now, we can't live in a bubble also. We're in the air. We're breathing the air, the water. You know, there's different things we can do as far as filtering systems. But doing cleansing, eating foods such as fruit on a raw on an empty stomach, raw fruit, will help your body naturally cleanse. Drinking a lot of purified water will also help. So you want to help your body as much as you can, because it is constantly bombarded with all of the chemicals. We have about 80,000 plus chemicals listed currently in our environment today.
Right. And you know, a few years ago I created a couple of products, one for men called Male Energy, one for women called Her Energy. And Nicole, I'd actually like you to try that Her Energy product. I'm going to send you one after the show.
Oh, thank you.
And they're really comprised of cruciferous compounds, broccoli, cauliflower, bok choy, broccoli sprout extracts, which contain these very powerful phytonutrients called indoles, and one of them is called indole-3-carbinol, and they're actually able to really detoxify against these very powerful xenoestrogens that you spoke of. So do you use things like cruciferous vegetables? Do you recommend, you know, the importance of consuming more of those that family of foods?
I do, and I actually talk to my patients not only about the type of food they're eating, but how they cook the food.
Right.
So if you're going to have the broccoli and the cauliflower and the veggies, don't microwave them.
Right.
You know,
don't microwave anything.
You're negating everything. You're defeating the purpose. You know, there's certain ways you want to eat a lot of raw vegetables.
Yes.
Because then they'll be in a complete state, a lot of raw fruit. So it's not only what you're eating, but how you're preparing it. That's very, very important.
Hey, let's talk about this, because this, you know, I had a gentleman that I know who contacted me, and he was at a restaurant. He was panicking. He said, they're serving me avocado, Brad. I don't know what to do. You know, I know it, that's not a very good fat to take, because there's a lot of fat in avocado. I hear this about coconut as well. Let's dispel this right away. Go ahead. Tell us about avocado and things like coconut.
Okay. Well, there's a difference between fat that's good for the body and fat that's bad for the body. And a lot of the diet foods have what's called the trans fats, the
right.
Fake fats, the no fats, that actually tell your body to retain fat. And I quote many studies in Skinny Jeans that show that these fats have your body retain fat. They also can cause fat that you already have to go right to your abdomen, even if you're eating less calories. Now, the good fats, the polyunsaturated, monounsaturated fats, the fats that are found in avocado and coconut, actually help the body burn fat. So these are the types of fats that we do want to eat, the fats found in raw almonds. And one thing that a lot of people do is when they look at a product, they're only looking at the fat content. If it has a lot of fat, they get nervous and they drop it and they move on to something without fat. However, your body needs these fats.
We're all fat heads when you think about it. We're about 60% fat in our brains, and if we don't, we're in a lot of trouble. So, you know, we do need fats. And when I have two protein shakes a day. I mean, I'm a little biased. I use my own protein. But I put in organic coconut oil, one tablespoon in each of my shakes. And, I mean, it's absolutely incredible. The research even shows that it can help support healthy thyroid function. And, you know, there's a lot of women, unfortunately, that are walking around with a less than adequately functioning thyroid gland. So anything that can contribute to that is a very good thing. We only have a few minutes left, and I want to get to five of your tips. You have five simple things that, you know, our listeners today can really benefit, that can help take their fat loss efforts in the right direction. Can you share these with us, Nicole?
Well, I'd love to share that. One of them goes back to what we were talking about with an exercise program. Begin an exercise program, do what you like. You can mix it up if you want, do different things. Just make sure that you're moving your body. So that's tip number one. Tip number two is stop all fast food completely.
Huh.
Don't use it as an excuse. Make your lunch ahead of time. Fast food, and I devote a chapter in Skinny Jeans on it, really does more harm than good.
So you realize we just lost half of the listeners.
Well, if they really want skinny jeans, actually, the healthier you become, the less you even want those type of foods.
Okay, so what's number three?
So number three is avoid some of the ingredients we talked about, such as the artificial sweeteners, the hydrogenated oils, the bleached flours, the MSG, and really learn how to read your food labels.
Okay, let's just talk about that for a second, the artificial sweeteners. People still, the diet this, the diet that, and they actually think that's contributing to some kind of success within their body. It's actually creating the opposite, isn't it?
Exactly, and it's unfortunate that a lot of the people that come into my office think that they're doing good for their body if they're having these artificial sweeteners. And once I educate them, they understand. They're like, gosh, no wonder I've been having so much trouble all these years. I've been doing all the wrong things.
Yeah, and you actually point out a study in your book that one study that found a 65% greater chance of becoming overweight and a 41% greater chance of becoming obese for each diet soda that was drank.
Exactly.
I mean, that's crazy.
There's many, many studies that show that artificial sweeteners will cause your body to gain weight or retain weight and also alter the way that your body burns fat.
There
so we
you
want
go.
To avoid these at all costs.
So what's number four?
Buy organic. And I know a lot of people are hesitant to do so. It might be the cost. It might be the non-understanding. When you buy organic, you're limiting the amount of pesticides and herbicides you're consuming, which will cause your body to retain weight.
Right.
Also, you're avoiding eating any genetically modified ingredients. There are not.
And once again, a lot of the pesticides that are put on the, a lot of the produce that we're buying that are non-organic, these are xenoestrogenic in nature
as well. Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So it's always what you can't see that could still be harming you. So you want to buy organic as much as possible.
Okay, and what's the final one?
The final one is don't diet.
I love that.
They don't work. And there's a study I quote in Skinny Jeans from UCLA. They evaluated 14 other studies to see if diets worked. What they found is that 83% of participants gained back more weight than they had lost.
Wow.
And it is just proof that diets just don't work. So the key to helping your body get into your skinny jeans and getting your skinny jeans and your DNA to work for you is making smart choices, understanding what permanent fat loss really means, and reading Skinny Jeans for the past to show you how to get there.
Okay, Nicole, I'm going to. We have about a minute and a half left. I'm going to throw some things out at you that you have on your book and in your book, and I just want your comments on them as quickly as possible. A 100-calorie health bar may cause you to gain more weight than a 300-calorie one.
Okay, the fat that's listed in a what I call these 100-calorie health bars are actually candy bars in disguise. They've got corn syrup, artificial sweeteners, fractionated oils, partially hydrogenated oils. The truly healthy bars are raw, organic, and they have a high amount of fat and calories, but this is actual fat and calories your body can use, and these are actually the ones that you want to be eating.
And, you know, what you're talking about there is the body's creating an environment, because whenever you're eating that high, high sugar food, you're stimulating insulin, which is actually turning on an enzyme within the body called LTL that actually puts the body into a fat storage mode for hours after you've eaten that specific food. So that's a chemical reaction that really does make a lot of sense.
Mm-hmm.
Some salads contain more fat than a hamburger.
Yes, there's a study that was done by the Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine, and they documented this. So what we want to know is the type of salad that we're eating. Are you eating a salad with actual veggies, or is the salad really just cheese and bacon bits and ranch dressing?
So that's wrong.
Where is the salad? Where's the lettuce?
So that's wrong then, Nicole.
Exactly.
Okay, final one here. Thinking fat can make you fat.
Yes, and we touched on this. Is your thoughts do control a lot of the processes in your body. So there's ways that you can think skinny and ways that you can think healthy. And not only will this help you with your weight gain or your weight loss, but also with you helping to make better food choices and better lifestyle choices.
My guest today has been the one and only Nicole Smith. Nicole, I love your energy. I definitely have to have you back on the show. You're very, very easy to talk to. Great information, and the book is called Skinny Genes, Generate Your Gene Power, Lose Fat. Nicole, I wish you much, much success on your journey, because I think you're going to do phenomenally well, and I think you've got what it takes as well to do incredible things, not just for yourself, for other people. How can people purchase Skinny Genes, and how can people get in touch with you or find out more information?
Thank you. Thank you. My toll-free number is 877-74-FIX-ME. So that's 877-74-FIX-ME. Locally, my office number is 949-276-7222, and listeners can visit www.skinnygenesbook.com, and Jeans is spelled G-E-N-E-S, for more information or for purchasing the book.
Okay, Nicole, thank you so much again for being my guest. I really appreciate it. And all of you who are listening to the show, great information. Spread the message and go out and have yourself an unbelievable week. We'll see you next week.
Thank you for tuning in to Transforming Health with Brad King. Be sure to join us again next Wednesday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, noon Pacific Time, on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. Looking forward to next week. Now, with your newfound energy, go out and make it work for you.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.